Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning into today's episode of Joel Saves Big. If you do want to be a guest on my show, feel free to DM me at Joel Saves Big on Instagram. Hope you enjoy. Thank you all for joining today's episode of Joel Saves Big. Today I have Brandon from Debt Free 2020. Brandon, would you mind introducing yourself to our listeners?
Hey, yes, absolutely. Hello, everyone. Brandon Rodriguez out in San Antonio, Texas. Over a year ago, I paid off $137,000 worth of debt. I am a normal mom here in San Antonio, work full-time job, busy with two daughters and a husband, living life, enjoying life, and trying to stay debt-free.
Awesome. Brandon, on your Instagram bio, and what made it stand out was six figures of debt, 137 paid off in 59 months. What did that look like?
It was a whirlwind of a journey. Thankfully, my husband was on board with us becoming debt-free. So we worked together as a team to get through that $137,000, but that was working side hustles from waiting tables, working at Home Depot, delivering for DoorDash. When we got tired of those side hustles, we would quit and we would, you know, just go back to, you know, living normal life of going to work, using our paycheck to do debt snowballs. Again, we have two daughters who keep us busy with sports. So we were going from one end to the other, meeting on the side of the highways to drop off one kid to another parent so they can go to a game or to go to the side hustle, whatever it may be. But we did a lot of compromise throughout our marriage during that, you know, almost 6 years. But we did it, thankfully. So I'm glad that it's behind us now. And again, just trying to continue to budget, focus on future goals, and stay debt free. We still do have a mortgage. So we're like, if you follow Dave Ramsey's steps, we're, you know, we completed baby step two, basically. So we do have a mortgage that hopefully we can pay off in the next 15 years instead of 30.
Very nice. What got y'all started on your journey? Like, what was that turning point? Like, whoa, this is crazy. We need to change something about it.
Yeah. So I got introduced to Financial Peace University in 2010 through my church. So I kind of started my debt-free journey then. I cut off my cards. I started paying on stuff. At that time, I was a single mom. And then life happened, right? And so as life happens, it's like, oh no, let me open up my credit card again, or let me do this. So I got introduced in 2010, continued with life, career, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, my husband and I got married in 2014. 2015, we were having our second daughter, and it was like, okay, just looking at interest rates on student loans and interest rates on mortgage was just like, this is ridiculous. 2015, we sold our house and started building a new house. And when, you know, going through the whole paperwork of buying a house and like, oh, your interest rate is this and your mortgage note is this, and if you continue paying it for 30 years, you'll end up paying this, and looking at, oh, you want me to pay like double my house basically in 30 years. I was like, oh, heck no. So the goal, like, we got started was one, our children, two, we didn't want to deal with all the kind of interest rates that was sitting around. And it was like, okay, let's get rid of all of our debt so that we can focus on our house and pay off our house early.
I see. I love how that you were able to work with your husband together collectively. Was that always the case from the start?
Yeah, I think so. I would say he thought I was crazy in some moments, right? And mm-hmm. So when I came to him saying, I think I'm gonna get a part-time job, he was like, yeah, right. We both have very busy careers, doing all kinds of stuff in our careers, again, plus our children. He's like, you're crazy. And I was like, no, I think I might get a part-time job to help out with the debt snowball. So I applied at a Mexican restaurant that I frequent a lot as a when I was in high school, and I had plenty of friends that worked there. And I remember them saying they were making like $300 a weekend. I'm like, it's a busy place, like, I can make some money. So I applied like on a Wednesday, interviewed on a Thursday, was hired, and it's like, okay, I'm starting on Friday. And he was just like, have you lost your mind? And I'm like, no. I was like, I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna see if I can do it for 3 months. If I can do it for 3 months and see how much I can pay off, then, you know, I'm gonna do it. So then, of course, he was like, well, I can't have you work a part-time job and not have himself work a part-time job. So he was going and looking everywhere, but he wasn't hired anywhere, which was making him mad. Like, dude, I can't get hired anywhere. So finally he got hired at Home Depot. So we committed to doing it for 3 months. We're like, let's just do 3 months and see what happens. That ended up turning into a full year. So we did, you know, basically 2016, all the years run together. So I think we did summer 2016 through summer 2017. And I was like, okay, I'm done. Because again, it was full-time job, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, work in the evening at the part-time job and our kids. So we did a full year. We knocked out basically our first milestone of goals of paying off debt, we separated our goals into like four major milestones. So within that year, we did like milestone one, which was like six or seven debts of our smaller debts, right? And we knocked that out. So then we're like, okay, cool. We're going to quit those jobs and just live, breathe. And that's what we did. And then in 2019, I was like, I think I want to do it again. He was like, are you kidding me? So I started doing Favor, which is a delivery-based service here in Texas, similar to DoorDash, but with Favor, you can deliver literally anything, whatever favor you need, you can deliver. So I started doing that, which I liked, one, because it was flexible. Like I wasn't held to a time, like I have to be at work at 5 and someone's holding me accountable of like, I signed up for a shift at 5. And if I don't feel like working at 5, I just, you know, I'm not going to work it. So I like that flexibility. I like the flexibility that my kids can come with me too. So my kids can hop in the car for 2 hours. Hey guys, we're going to go out and do Favor for 2-3 hours. Let mom make $50, $75 and we can go home. And because it was also flexible and easy, my husband started doing it too. So he would do Favor, I would do Favor, and we would just do it when we felt like it. Like, okay, let's just go hang out. And again, if I didn't work a shift, but he was working a shift, I can just go hang out with him in the car for 2 hours. So it was like, oh, we're gonna have a date by doing Favor. But then I got lazy. And Favor, you have to place the order for the customer, right? So the customer puts in, they want McDonald's number 10, blah, 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 blah. Well, I was like, I don't like doing that because I don't want to call in. I don't have to do all that. Anyway, so I decided to go to DoorDash because DoorDash was easier. The customer does everything. All you have to do is pick it up and deliver it.
Yep.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm doing DoorDash. So I switched over to DoorDash. He stayed with Favor. And then we did that 2019 through 2020 until I paid off my last student loan last September. And then I was like, okay, I'm done. And I quit.
Awesome. One thing that's so different is you mentioned that you follow Dave Ramsey, and that's how I started as well, but you took a different approach, like your own brand and flavor to it, right? It's like you did your side hustles, but you also have obligations that you have, something that's on your bio, faith, family, finances. Like my motto on like my personal Instagram page and like on my Facebook is faith, family, friends, and faraway places.
That's awesome.
So that's how I was able to like really connect. Like, how did you decide, how did you realize that like the path that was set by this financial mogul, so to speak, is not best fit for Brandon and her family?
It was a great program to get started with. I think the Financial Peace University is amazing. And then, I will always say, always say, you have to do what's best for you and your family, whatever it may be. And so we followed the program for the most part, to a T. But, you know, at one point my husband was like, I think we should pay off this credit card versus this. What was next in line? And I'm like, no, we have to go in line. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He's like, but this credit card has more interest. So he kind of wanted to do like the debt avalanche at one point. Mm-hmm. And so again, we're married, we're going to compromise. Okay, cool. Let's work on that credit card versus paying off this card and go out of order. So we just decided to do what works best for us. I have plenty of people that follow the Ramsey steps all the way through. I have people that, you know, they do their own, like we're Dave Ramsey-ish. But again, always do what works best for you and your family, and that will keep you motivated to pay off your debt, to work on whatever financial goal you have. Just do what works best for you. And that's what we did.
I see. I love that. What is your goal in terms of like once your family is debt free?
I don't know if I have a major goal. I would love to pay off my mortgage. Like I've said before, if I do that, I think I would probably be the only person in my family that's ever done anything like that to pay off their mortgage. I would like to retire early, but not as early as the FIRE community and some people in the debt-free community. I have no problems. I like my job. I have no problems working a 9-to-5. I'm not looking to have this business on the side. It would be great, but I just don't know if I'm there yet. If I really want to focus on that, we'll see. Goals always change and passions change. But I would like to retire like at 55. I'm like, if I can get to a point where I have enough investments and I can retire at 55 and be good for the rest of my life and still be able to travel and still be able to, you know, see grandkids and take them places and do all kinds of things like that, then I think I will be fulfilled that way. But if my husband becomes CEO of his company anytime soon, I've already told him, hey, I quit. So that's another thing too, right? If he becomes CEO, I'm like, I'm out. I'll volunteer 3 days a week and I'll bring you lunch every day, but I am totally out if he became CEO of a company.
I get it. A post you made a while back was, just because you may be living in debt does not mean you don't have the tools to get out of debt. What are some tools that you found helpful for yourself, like when you were paying off that six figures of consumer debt.
Yeah. Don't be naive. Like, know that you have debt and don't be like, yeah, I have debt, but I don't know how much debt I have. You need to go out there and see how much debt, calculate those numbers and figure out what it is. Don't just put it at the back of your mind. It's one of those things. Like, I always thought I'm always going to have student loan debt. I'm always going to have a car payment. Like, no, you don't. Like, you can pay off stuff and you can, you know, not have a car payment. I would love for the next time I buy a car, I plan to buy it cash. I'm like, that's a lot of money. And it's like, hey, but you can do it. Like, you can save. Like, Brandy, you paid off this much debt, which means you can save monthly to purchase a car debt, you know, cash money. Also, one of the things that really helped me was just budgeting. I mean, as an adult, I did, as a young adult, it was like, I wrote all my bills on my spiral and I paid my bills. It's like, okay, I'm good. I'm budgeting. But no, I technically wasn't budgeting. I was just writing out my bills on a list. But once I really got down with my budgeting, and I prefer a zero-based budget, once I got down with budgeting, it made paying off debt even easier, right? It's like, okay, everything's allocated. I know I now have an extra $700 in my budget, which I had probably no idea before because I wasn't budgeting correctly. I'm like, okay, so I can put $500 to my car, an extra $500 to my car payment, or I can put the full 700, you know, I can allocate to whatever I want. But I think budgeting was key with paying off my debt. I mean, that just opens up so many things for you because you sometimes you just didn't realize, like, oh, wow, I had that extra money there. Or, wow, I'm really paying this much a month in subscriptions. And why am I paying that? I haven't even logged into that account in years or months, but continually giving them money for, like, no reason.
I see. Do you currently have other income sources outside of your full-time job, you and your husband? Or now that you're consumer debt-free, you're just not taking it a little bit slower?
Yeah, no other income, just our two full-time jobs. So yeah, so now we're just kind of like, you know, putting that extra income into investments or stuff that we've been putting off around the house. Like, oh, we haven't done that for years. We're going to do it when we get debt-free, or focusing on certain projects. But now I'm really just learning more about investing. So I'm like, open up the IRA, trying to get that fully funded. But it's so funny, like, you focus so hard on paying off your debt. Like, okay, every month I want to pay this much off. I'm like, focus. And once you pay off your debt, it's just like, okay, let me focus on the investment. But it's like, you're not hardcore like I was paying off debt. It's like, okay, I have time. Okay, if I don't put a full $1,000 into an investment this month, it's okay. Like, I can put $500 or $400 or $200 or $100, whatever it may be. But now I'm just focused on trying to invest for me personally in IRA. And then I opened up a 529 account for my daughters and slowly building that up as well. But again, life always happens and stuff is always going on. And my daughter switched to another club volleyball team this year, and the cost of that team is more than a previous our team. So it's like, okay, increase in fees, increase in travel. So it's like, okay, now just like totally budgeting things out. Like, I have my budget done through like May of next year, just because I know I'm having to travel out of town twice a month. I'm having to travel out of state like every other month because of volleyball. So it's like, okay, I may not be able to do $500 to my IRA that month because I have two out of town tournaments. So it's just moving things around, being prepared, and just living life.
I love it. If you met a stranger, what is one thing that you would tell them about personal finance?
That's so funny. When I saw that question, I was like, a stranger, what would I tell a stranger? I think everyone says it, but personal finance is personal. Do what works best for you. But I would always say, get on a budget. I have friends that are like, I'm not going to budget, like, whatever. I just, again, pay my bills, go shopping. And as long as money's in account, I'm fine. I'm like, girl, like, get on a budget. That will be so much helpful for yourself. So yeah, personal finance is personal. Do what works best for you and your household, but budgeting is key to being successful in finances.
I see. And how do you budget? Do you use an app? I know that for those listening, if you are looking for other resources, you can find some really nice budget tools that's available at positivelyb.com. But how do you budget, Brandon?
Yeah, I use a spreadsheet, which we sell on my blog, $5 at positivelyb.com. I have a spreadsheet that I use. Prior to that, I was always just a notebook, a composition book girl. I would write my stuff out. And I did that basically all the way up until the pandemic hit. And then once I was in my house for like 12, 16 months, I went over to a spreadsheet. My husband is in auditing. And so he deals with spreadsheets all the time. And he was like, you got to get rid of that paper. But I like pen and paper. That was me. So we put together our budget in a spreadsheet. And so that's what we sell on my blog. So yeah, but there's so many budgeting resources out there, from apps to, you know, everyone's different spreadsheets that they have, to, you know, Google Sheets can give you a budget. Like, everywhere can give you a budget. Just find one that works for you and get on a budget.
I love it. Well, Brandon, thank you again for your time. And I loved hearing your story about how you and your husband worked together to tackle all this consumer debt. And now you're able to take a step back, breathe a little bit, not have debt payments bigger than the cost of living and sleeping.
Yes. Yes. I appreciate it. Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you again for tuning into today's episode. If you want to follow today's guest, the link is in the show notes. If you haven't already, it'd be greatly appreciated if you can follow the podcast on the platform that you're listening on. Just a reminder that personal finance is personal, and it's not like the average jolt.